I was approached by the Korean Food Foundation and asked if I would like to take part in a masterclass to make a very special dish called gujulpan. And I thought, well, why not? You know, it's a whole new experience. And so last week I went off and learned how to make gujulpan with Mr. Ko from the Kaya restaurant in Mayfair. And it's one of those things that I think when you think of Asian food, Korean food isn't probably the one that's at the top of the list. But I think in the last couple of years, it's getting more and more popular in the country. And, you know, there are more and more Korean restaurants springing up. So definitely worth trying.
And how would you characterize Korean food?
Well, the food that I learned about in particular was the royal cuisine. So this was the cuisine that was made for the Joseon dynasty. So there's lots of it for a start, and there's lots of little dishes. You know, like I think with a lot of foods in different cultures, it's just one dish and that's it. But with Korean food, it's lots and lots of different dishes. It's not overly spicy or overly salty because it needed to appeal to a quite a delicate palate of the royal family. And it's just very fresh, very healthy, lots and lots of vegetables. It's cooked very quickly. So the vegetables are sort of, you know, cooked in a small amount of oil for maybe sort of 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So I think the variety and the array of different dishes is probably, I don't think I've come across it before. It was really interesting to see how much you could get and the variety that you could get.
Korean food has been on the trends to watch out for list for quite a number of years. Can you see it becoming the next big thing?
I can certainly see it becoming one of the next big things, yes. And I'd like to see, I mean, I know street food is also quite a big trend at the moment, and this would make the perfect street food because it's quick and it's easy to cook and it tastes delicious. And I think as a nation, we are incredibly experimental. I mean, if you just walk down any street in London, you know, you can see cuisine from sort of 10, 15 different countries. And I think everybody is always looking for the next big thing. And I would be very surprised if Korean food isn't one of them.
And do you have any recommendations for restaurants in London?
I think the best thing to do is check out the Korean Foods website because they are literally springing up all over the place. I mean, obviously, Kaya in Mayfair, where Mr. Ko works, is incredible. But I'll give you a website for anyone listening that wants to maybe explore it. It's www.koreanfood.net. And on there will be a restaurant guidebook, and there's also an app that you can get as well. Zone One Radio.